morning. I still feel His presence, and I know He's here to help us. Lord, be my helper just for a little bit. Won't keep you long. I'd like to talk to you a little bit about what Jesus said right here, where He said to those Jews that believed on Him, He said, if you continue in my word, then are you my disciples indeed. How many knows it's not just the one that starts the race that receives the prize, it's the one that finishes. Amen. We not only got to start out living for God, we got to finish this race living for God. Amen. The Lord being my helper this morning for a little bit, I'd just like to preach on the thought, it's time for you, or it's time you know the truth. It's time you know the truth. Because Jesus said, and you shall know the truth. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Well, how many knows if we continue in His word, we'll know the truth. Amen. And that through that truth, we can be set free. You and I live in a world that is filled with lies and deceit. We live in a world where the rulers of darkness have worked relentlessly ever since the beginning of time to deceive, to mislead, and to lead man down a path of deception, sin, and destruction. These spirits have tried their best to keep man from the truth about sin and where it will take them. Amen. But this word will tell you what sin is and where it will take you. These spirits have filled the world with their devilish doctrines, persuading men to believe things that are not true to be true and things that are true not to be true. They have moved men to rewrite history and leave God out of it and present those who believed in God as being religious radicals that stand in the way of social progress. Amen. They have moved men as well to preach a perverted gospel so as to draw men away from the true gospel of righteousness and true holiness unto a doctrine that is ungodly. The world as a whole has taken the bait of Satan, hook, line, and sinker. Amen. But in the midst of it all, the truth of God still stands. Praise the Lord for the truth. Right here in my hand this morning, and many of y'all's laps are in your hands. Amen. You hold the Word of God. Amen. The Holy Bible is the greatest book of truth the world has ever known. Amen. It'll tell you the truth about God. It'll tell you the truth about the devil. It'll tell you the truth about life, death, and eternity. It'll tell you the truth about heaven that we've just been singing about. And it'll tell you the truth about hell. It'll tell you the truth of what is right and what is wrong, what is evil and what is good, and what is sin and what isn't. It's all right here. Amen. In the book of truth, it'll tell you about the world and how it was created and who created it. Amen. It'll tell you the truth about the first man and the first woman that ever lived and how they were created in the image of God. And even though they were created in the image of God, amen, they sinned against God and brought a curse upon the human race. This book will tell you the truth about, amen, history, the history of mankind, the rise and the fall of kings and kingdoms. It'll tell you the truth about men of old who lived for God and served God and were faithful unto death. But it'll also tell you about men and women who fell in the traps of Satan. Amen, fell into the traps of Satan and failed God. It'll tell you the truth about God's mercy. It'll tell you the truth about God's grace. It'll tell you the truth about God's judgment. It'll tell you the truth about God's wrath. It'll tell you the truth about the past, about the present, about the future, about events that have happened, are happening, and will happen. It tells you the truth about how God sent his only begotten Son in this world to die on an old rugged cross to redeem us from the power of sin, damnation, and destruction. I'm glad for the truth. Hallelujah. I'm glad for the truth. It tells us the truth about Jesus, his miraculous birth, being born of a virgin, his sinless life, his cruel crucifixion, his burial, his resurrection, and his glorious ascension. It tells us the truth about Christ's whole purpose in coming to the world. And that purpose was, as he said, to seek and to save that which was lost. Thank God for the truth. Amen. This truth tells us about how that through the blood of Jesus, the shed blood of the Lamb of God, amen, a man can find forgiveness of sin, peace that passes all understanding, and joy that is unspeakable and full of glory. The world today is in need of this truth. Amen. The world is filled with deceit and lies. Spirits, lying spirits that are pulling people away from the truth of God's holy word. But I want to be a man, and I want us to be a church, amen, where the truth of God is proclaimed. We are proclaimers of the truth. We are proclaimers of the word of God. And we're continuing in that word. And by continuing that word, we are made free. Praise God. Free from sin. Free from damnation. Free from destruction. Hallelujah. Praise God. This word will do more than just set a man free. It will make a man free. Hallelujah. It's one thing to be set free. It's another thing to be made free. Praise God. Man can set you free. Amen. Once if you're in jail, man can set you free. If you're in prison, but he can't set you free or make you free. Amen. From that bondage of sin that put you there. But there is one in heaven. Hallelujah. That hears and answers prayer. Praise be to God that can not only set you free. Amen. But he can make you free. Not only set you free from the bondage of alcohol and drugs. Hallelujah. He can make you free where you don't even want it anymore. Hallelujah. Not a one-time deliverance, but he can move in your life that'll change you in such a way that you'll want to live for him for a lifetime. Praise God. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. We mentioned this earlier. The truth is, amen, Christ can make a preacher out of an alcoholic and a deacon out of a drug addict. Amen. He can make a virtuous woman out of a bad woman and a saint out of a wretched sinner. You see, as you look around this congregation this morning, amen, some of us were awfully wicked sinners. Amen. Some of us lived horrible lives. Some of us did terrible things. Some of us were bound by some of the very things I mentioned this morning. But when we heard the truth of how Jesus came, died on a tree, rose from the dead, and became our intercessor with the Father, praise God, our mediator, hallelujah, praise God, when we repented of our sins, we became new in Christ Jesus and found a new life, and we're no longer what we were, and we are what we are by the grace of God. Hallelujah. Thank God. I've actually seen Jesus make ministers out of murderers. You say, that can't be. It is so. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank God. I've seen him make good laymen out of people that were one time lawless. Didn't have hardly any restraint at all, but when Christ came into their life, amen, they were made free from that sin that once had them bound. Amen. It's time that somebody here today know the truth. And that truth is Christ can do in your life what you can't do for yourself. Amen. He can do for you what mama can't do, and grandma can't do, and granddaddy can't do, or preacher can't do. Jesus can do. Amen. He can help you. The truth is, amen, Jesus loves you. No matter what you've done, how low you've went, amen, it doesn't matter to him. Praise God. The blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, the truth is, can cleanse you from all sin. Not just one, not just two or three, but he cleansed you from all sin. Everything you've done wrong, every mistake you've ever made, every lie you've ever told, every sip of liquor you ever took, every time you ever got drunk, every time you've laid in a bed of immorality, the blood of Jesus, if you'll come to him and confess your sin, the blood of Jesus can cleanse you from all righteousness. Amen. Sanctify you, cleanse you, and make you meet for the master's use. That's the truth today. The lie is, the devil's been telling you, you can't be saved. You'll never make anything. You can't be anybody for God. But the truth is, if you let the Lord have his way, amen, and do a work in your life, amen, you can be somebody great for God. You can be a child of the King. Hallelujah. Praise God. The truth is, whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. The lie is that he just picks out certain ones and says, I'm going to save Rachel, and I'm going to save Kelly, and I'm going to save Luke, and I'm going to save Zach, but I ain't going to save Clay, and I ain't going to save Molly. No, that's the lie. The truth is, amen, he wants to save them all. Hallelujah. And many of them's already been saved, but using that for an example this morning, the same, amen, as he wants every soul on the front pew to be saved, he wants every soul on the back pew to be saved. For every soul in between, he wants them, amen, to be saved and serving him as well. There are five truths I want to bring to you before I come to the close. Amen. Five truths that cannot be denied. Romans chapter 3, verse 23. Amen. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Amen. But I like the next, amen, truth, that the Bible says in John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Amen. Romans 3:23 says all have sinned, but John 3:16 says all can be saved. Amen. In John chapter 5 and verse 28, amen, it tells us that all shall be raised. In other words, there'll be a resurrection. Amen. All shall be raised. Amen. The sinner and the saved are going to be raised. Amen. Those that have done good, as Jesus said in John 5:28, amen, unto the resurrection of life, and those that have done evil unto a resurrection of damnation. There will be two resurrections. Blessed is he that hath part in the first resurrection, upon whom the second death shall have no power. But those that don't go in that first resurrection will have part in that second. Amen. Where John said, I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and whosoever's name was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. That's a truth that can't be denied. Amen. Romans chapter 14 verse 19 tells us of another truth. It said all shall be judged in this sense, for we shall all appear before the judgment seat of Christ to give an account of these things that we have done in the body, whether they be good or evil. Amen. So we see that all have sinned. Amen. All have an opportunity to receive salvation from the Lord. All shall be raised, saved and unsaved alike. Amen. And all shall be judged when they stand before God. And then there's another point. Philippians 2 verse number 10. It said that at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow. Amen. amen, all shall bow. All have sinned. All are loved of God. All shall be raised. All shall be judged. And all shall bow. Amen. On that great day of the Lord, when all men shall appear before the Almighty. Amen. The sheep on the right, the saved, and the goats, the unsaved, on the left, they're all going to bow before Him. They're all going to bow down. I have heard some say, I'll never bow on my knees, amen, to anybody, but every knee shall bow, and every tongue shall confess Christ to be Lord. The sad part of this is those that wait till they're at the judgment to bow, amen, will be cast out of His presence into the abyss, amen, of darkness, in the bottomless pit where the devil and his angels are going to be cast forever and ever. But the great news is it don't have to be that way. Hallelujah. Christ came, amen, so you could be saved and your children could be saved and your children's children could be saved. Hallelujah. Amen. So you could call upon Him. Say, oh, brother, amen, I believe, amen, in just a part of what you're preaching. Man, friend, if you don't get all the truth, you won't get enough. Amen. Beware of half-truths. Amen. Because you might get the wrong half. Friend, you need it all this morning. You need all the truth. And Jesus said, and ye shall know the truth. And right here it is. I've heard people say, how can I know what's right? It's here. It's here. We live in a land where the word of God is abundant. We are blessed. And from cover to cover of this old black back book, amen, from Genesis to Revelation, there is a message. And that message is Christ came into the world to save sinners. Hallelujah. Sinners like you and sinners like me. Amen. Like I once was. But all praise be to God for the redeeming power of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. As I look out on this congregation, I can't judge the souls of men, but He does. I don't know what's in your life and your heart, but He does. And I don't know where you stand with God, but He does. Amen. I can make a call, but friend, when it comes right down to it, it's what you know and He knows. Amen. That really counts. Stand with me here. I've preached it in my heart. Amen. The truth will stand. Hallelujah. It's time that you know the truth. And the truth is Christ loves you. Christ is the expression of the Father's love toward you. And if you receive Him, if you'll open up your heart to Him, He'll come in. And He'll find fellowship with you. Church, I want you to get under a burden of prayer right now. Amen. I don't know, amen, if every soul here is ready to meet God. But friend, you don't know when you're going to leave this world. The truth is, it's appointed unto men once to die, and after this, the judgment. But the truth is, as well as you can be prepared, hallelujah, you can be covered and washed in the blood of Jesus Christ. Amen. The scripture said, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Friend, we won't ask you to come, amen, and just join the church. Amen. Sign a church roll this morning. Amen. But what we'll ask you to do, or invite you to do, is to come and receive Christ as Lord and Savior of your life if you're not saved. Amen. If you're not saved this morning, you come and get saved. If you're out of the ark of safety, you come and get in the ark of safety. Amen. If you're not really where you need to be with God, you come this morning. Hallelujah. You come today and find peace with God. There ain't no peace out there in that world. There's no real happiness out there. It only lasts for a season. But you can find all of that you need for your soul to satisfy you in the Lord this morning. Oh, I feel the Spirit of God. Is there somebody this morning that will accept this truth? That will accept this truth and come to Jesus. Amen. That will come doing just as you are. Amen.